Hey. Looks like you've already packed your bags, huh? And I see the only thing in your apartment now is your couch and the refrigerator. Is that for beer? I gotta say, I'm gonna miss heading to your place every other weekend for movies and video games. Seems like time stopped whenever we would just chill together. Don't get me wrong, I'm super happy for you. I mean, to think that we planned this 5 years ago and here you are, already heading to your dream job in a different country, far, far away from this ridiculous town of ours. I'm gonna miss you. I'm gonna miss you a lot. Don't worry, we still have Facebook. We still have Twitter. And if you're really old school, we still have emails. Yeah. We can still do calls, of course. And we just need to figure out the time zones and all that. But I'm sure we'll manage. Yeah, we always do. Listen. I actually came here because I wanted to talk to you about something. I don't think I can let you leave without you hearing me out here. I mean, can we sit at your couch and grab a beer? Good. Yeah, sure. So, I don't think there's an easy way for me to say this. And I don't know. I'm just gonna say it straight to you. When you told me that you were already leaving last week, I really didn't know how I would deal with it. It's just, I'm so used to you being in my life. I mean, even when we were kids, you know, you would be the foundation of this relationship. You would make me happy every time I'm sad. You would try to buy me all sorts of things. You knew the right dessert to give me so that I would feel much better. You were my shoulder to cry on when I, you know, were in bad relationships. You were the person who would listen to me intently even as I rant about family or work for hours and hours on end. You are the most dependable friend I have, and to see you leaving soon, it kind of hurts. I mean, I know you didn't mean to surprise me, and the opportunity came almost all of a sudden, and I understand why, you know, you only told me last week. I completely get it. It wasn't in your power to do so earlier. I don't think I can picture myself living a life without you. And to stop being vague, I have to tell you the truth. When you told me that night that you were leaving, the day after I realized that I don't know how to say this. When I realized that you would be leaving my life is when I realized that I think I love you. No, I don't think I love you. I know I love you. And I wanted to say that before you left, because I don't think I will ever forgive myself if I just let you go without you knowing how much I deeply care for you. And that if you do get back, I'll be here waiting for you. Or, you know, I may even chase you. Chase you to the other ends of the earth. But yeah. I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I don't really care what you choose to do with that information, but... I hope it's not a burden for you to know this. Just know that I'm very happy for you, and I will miss you, and it will hurt that you're gone. But I will keep going, you know, because I just want to see my best friend back. So, there. Do you have anything to say? You being speechless is scaring me. Really? You like me too. Really? Not love? No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to push that. No, but I'm quite relieved that at least the reaction isn't negative, and maybe, you know, maybe if you come back, there's still a chance, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm just really happy, I guess. And it'll make me miss you more because I regret not realizing this earlier, so. Yeah. Wow, I can't believe I feel a little bit flustered and awkward right here, right now. So, I can't even form sentences properly. Yeah, I am very relieved. Well, before you leave, I don't know, maybe I don't want to pressure you or anything, but maybe maybe you can give me something to hang on to before you go. Or maybe I could give you something to remember you by? Oh no, that wasn't the right thing to say. Maybe I could give you something so you can remember me. And the possibilities of what could happen if either I go to you or you come back. So, why don't you come a little closer and close your eyes? I don't know, that made me stupidly happy. Well, we're already here, and I don't know, well, it's a good thing your couch is still here. Would you like to go a little bit further? Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to do that. Let me just take my top off for you. Do you like what you see? I wish I prepared for this occasion. I mean, that's just a plain bra. So, Nothing too fancy. But I don't really care whatever you're wearing or whatever I'm wearing. I'm just fucking happy. That's all. Are you gonna take those pants off too? Yes, please. Oh, wow. Well, I did not expect that. Nope, not at all. I don't think I've ever imagined you. Wait, it's getting really hot here. Let me return the favor and take mine off. I can't say I'm not nervous. I mean, I've done it with other guys, but I don't know. Doing this with you, I don't know. I hope. I hope you're happy. Thank you. I mean, I've seen you topless before, but I guess in this context, everything just feels a little more, dare I say it, hot.
It's okay. You can put your hands on me. I'm glad my breasts fit the palm of your hand perfectly, too. Wait, since you're the one leaving, why don't I give you something really special? Yeah, so, lay back and relax and let me just go on top of you. Wow. This feels so surreal. I'm not quite sure if your cock is gonna fit my mouth, but we can try. Let me just... Ready? It's okay, you can put your hands on my hair. Mm. slow down. Fuck. That was really hot. Did you like that? I didn't want to make you come so early. Sorry about that. Why don't I go on top of you? You like that? Okay. Let me just position myself. Fuck, you're too big, I think. Hold on, give me a second. Oh god. Oh god. I think I'm ready. Yeah. Are you? All right. I'm gonna start writing you. Oh, I can't believe this is how you feel. Fuck. I really regret not doing this sooner. Fuck. Fuck. I feel so good. You like it when I do this? Just riding you hard and as fast as I can. Tell me, have you ever imagined me ever doing this to you? Oh, for a long time, huh? I guess this is a dream come true, too. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you feel too good. I'm getting close. Okay, are you? Fuck. I'm coming. I really regret not doing this earlier with you. Fuck, that was too good. please? Can you promise me? You're gonna come back? Because I'm gonna promise you I will do everything I can to follow you. Trust me when I say that both of us function better when we're together. We are the dynamic duo, right? I'm so happy. I'm so happy that this turned out to be a good thing. Can we just lay like this for now? I mean, I could sleep here, even though the couch is the only thing left. I mean, we got a couch, we've got beer, and I've got you. So, for the next, I don't know, 18 hours, I guess it's just gonna be you and me. I love you too. Around two already? Oh, that is why you're my best friend.